Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm excited today to have a wonderful woman who I've met before at a retreat many years ago. Her name is Leela Francis, and she is the founder and director of Vividly Woman Embodied Leader Tools and Training. She's a facilitator of groups and individuals for over 20 years. She's an expert in the field of body consciousness and soulful personal expansion. She's trained staff and apprentices that work with her, and she facilitates a Vividly Woman workshop and retreats at beautiful nature resorts all over the continent and appears regularly as a speaker and contributing facilitator at other live and virtual events. She's the author of a newly released book, Woman's Way Home, Navigating Your Path to Embodied Power. And Leela devotes her life to guiding women home to vividly knowing and dancing their self-worth, body, self, and soul. And that's what I remember you about, Leela, is the dancing part.
Absolutely. Well, you know, dance is kind of like my middle name, and it's what I live and breathe for. Hi, Chris.
Yeah. So, and your website is vividlywoman.com, so people can look that up. So, well, let's begin with your story, how you got to be inspired to want to serve women and how you got into this work of doing body work and dance and everything.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me here, Chris, because I would love to share some of my own story and some of what the Vividly Woman community is all about. You know, I spent many years in my own life suffering and struggling and kind of running around chasing my tail, trying to find self-worth. You know, I struggled to, you know, for many years I wanted to be a mother, I wanted to have a child, and I thought that by having a child, I would prove my womanhood and my self-worth. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to live up to that longing. I wasn't given the equipment, shall we say, in this lifetime to be able to do that. So, okay, I couldn't have a child and I couldn't find my womanhood and my success that way. So I decided, okay, well, I'll do it by having a really amazing relationship and finding the perfect partner. And so I ended up going from one partner to the next, and no relationship was ever good enough. And I broke my own heart and the heart of many beautiful men several times. And just felt like a complete relationship failure. So I decided, well, I couldn't do it by having a baby. I couldn't do it by having the perfect relationship. I decided, okay, well, I'm going to find success and self-worth in my work, and I'm going to be really, really successful, and I'm going to make a lot of money. So I worked really, really hard. And regardless of how hard I worked, I just never was able to generate the kind of success and achievement that I was really striving for, that would really prove my self-worth. And so finally, I just felt like, wow, you know, I'm a loser and I'm a failure in every single area of my life that has value. And I decided to just finally, okay, run away. I can't handle this anymore. I ran away to a beach in Mexico, and there was nowhere left to look but inside. You know, I had been looking outside of myself for my self-worth for so long, and it caused me to have, you know, a major depression, which is where I was when I found myself on this beach. And I really had to look inside. And that's where I discovered that the only place to find self-worth is on the inside. And one of the big, you know, important clues of that was what was happening in my body and what I wasn't paying attention to. And that's really where I started to do the deepest inner work. And that's where Vividly Woman was born. And I, you know, I devoted myself to other women not having to suffer. And that's really kind of the story of how Vividly Woman came into being.
Well, it's not an unusual story in that many of us, we've done the same thing. You know, how many women look for it? Even if you had a child, you're looking for that, again, outside of yourself, to fulfill yourself, having a child, which, you know, is a dream and a goal many women have. But if you're doing that to find self-fulfillment, you know, it's, you have to look at what your purpose is. And in relationships, you know, looking, you know, the man's going to rescue you. That's the old, you know, Cinderella tale. And, you know, it was meant to be that you landed on a beach and had to deal with yourself.
Absolutely. In no uncertain terms, everything that happened was absolutely divinely intended. And exactly, it really doesn't matter whether you had the success or not, or the relationship or the child. None of those things are going to give us the value of ourselves. We do really have to find it on the inside. And in fact, at the time when I was struggling the most with wanting to have a child, I was looking around me and I was seeing my peers, my friends, and many of them were having children, and I could see that they were doing it to fulfill a need to, you know, express their womanhood in the world. And I have a very successful business now in Vividly Woman. And even as recently as, you know, over the last year, I really had to take a step back and look and go, you know, is my value and my self-worth in myself? Am I identifying with a value and self-worth within me? Or am I standing kind of behind Vividly Woman and looking to have my validity as a woman generated by this business that I created? And when I saw that, I was kind of identifying myself a little bit with Vividly Woman, or a large bit with Vividly Woman. I had to make some changes in my life, as we all do. Along the way, we have to redirect and ask ourselves the hard questions and make the next necessary shift.
Yeah, it's so true. And that's, you know, has been my dilemma too with Women of Wisdom for 22 years. And it's hard, especially when you've started something, I've started something, and it's hard to separate yourself of who you are versus, you know, the organization or your business. And you can get really wrapped up in it. And so it's really good every so often, as you're doing now, is to, you know, take a look at that and see who you are outside of that identity.
Exactly. And in Woman's Way Home, Navigating Your Path to Embodied Power, which is the book that I just finished writing and publishing, you know, I share some of that story of my own, and also many of my students and my clients and my certified coaches share some of their stories. And so we find out, just like you and I, Chris, you know, we are really, really not alone. There are so many women that are walking this path and that are sharing some of the challenges and the struggles that we have. And it's important to come out of our own, you know, the isolation that many of us impose on ourselves, especially in the world that we live in today, where we don't even have to leave home in order to do our work. We can do everything over the phone or over the computer. And it's essential for us to tap into community and remember that our challenges are not unique or different, that many, many women have walked this road.
Yes, and someone just referred to me about there's a difference between being alone, like there's necessary alone time versus being isolated. And to know the difference, because we can isolate ourselves so easily, as you said. And a lot of women, I mean, I find even still now, but even back in the beginning of Women of Wisdom 22 years ago, that women were really isolated. And so there's been a real calling for women to gather together. And I'm sure you're seeing that too. People are drawn to the work that you do, because it's a way for women to come together in community and in a way of discovering Well, one, discovering their body and the importance of their body. And I want to get more into that, too, why you think that our relationship with our body is so important.
So vital. You know, well, first of all, a big piece for women is that if you look at a map of a woman's body at her erogenous zones, the erogenous, the places in her body where energetically she comes alive through her libido, you'll see that those parts of her body spread throughout her body. You know, for men, it's generally concentrated at the genitals. For women, it's from head to toe, she is erogenously alive. And so our bodies are this, you know, each of our bodies is a temple, and we can choose to inhabit our body as a temple, as a sacred vessel that houses our spirit, or we can choose to use it as a machine that we beat into submission and that we try and make look a certain way to live up to the media standards. And so it's really important for each of us as women to look and to ask ourselves some questions. In fact, I just created a self-assessment of questions that we can ask ourselves to determine, am I living the machine version of my body, or am I living the temple version of my body?
And then let's talk about that when we come back. This is Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women, and we'll come back and talk more with Leila Francis.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom, women.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking today with Leila Francis. She's the author of Woman's Way Home, And so, Leela, we were just talking about the importance of our relationship with our body, and you were talking about, you know, that choice of, are we going to have a machine body, which, you know, sounds like a robot, versus a temple body, which to me sounds like, you know, it's an honoring, it's a sacred vessel.
Yes, I mean, it's like, it's night and day, Chris. Yeah, I mean, honoring this body, this beautiful vessel that has so many different textures alive within us versus the wheels and the cogs of a machine. It's a radically different existence. And so for women to come home, literally, to honoring our body as a sacred temple is to catalyze huge, huge shifts in every aspect of our lives. Now, you know, many of us are living lives where we're just dragging our bodies around with us, literally. And many of us are striving for success in spite of this beautiful temple that we have. And in Vividly Woman, we cultivate a practice and a lifestyle of embodied leadership, which means that we live into the most successful, passionate, delicious version of life because of our relationship with our body versus in spite of it. And one of the most important things about having this beautiful body is that our bodies are always talking to us. They're always telling us the truth, whatever is current and in the moment. And when we become embodied and when we become present and when we start living into having a sacred temple as our body, we actually start listening to what our bodies are saying.
And that's so important. And I think our society is so busy that we don't stop to pay attention. And we're not taught that our body messages us, you know, that. And I know I've been to workshops where just sometimes when you touch parts of your body, if you're tuned in, you would receive messages. There's memory there in the cells.
There so is. Our bodies are alive, and the number one, you know, issue that gets in the way of us being able to hear what our bodies are saying is that instead of staying home, you know, I call it staying home, because my work is all about, you know, women finding our way home. I believe that we all, or most of us, suffer from something called divine homesickness. And so for women to stay home in our bodies and really actually find out that we can tolerate the experience, the sensations in our bodies, versus what most of us have become expert at, which is leaving our bodies and buying into the stories and the excuses and the reasons that live in our head. And this is something that we've all, you know, I mean, the school system is all based on the use of our mental faculties. And those are important. They're absolutely important to cultivate. But unfortunately, we have mostly been raised on a huge serving of mental encouragement and growth versus all of the other aspects of our being, our physical, our emotional, and our spiritual selves.
Yes, it's kind of, it's left for others to do that. And yet we, you know, kids spend most of their day at school, and it's where they learn. And It's a great place. I'm wanting to start with Women of Wisdom in junior high to go do circles with the girls where they can learn self-esteem and learn the value, how you honor other people. And actually, there's a school that had done a 3-week course here where they were teaching that, and it cut the bullying rate of what was happening at the school way down. And,
wow.
You know, and it comes from that self-esteem. And that also comes from how we feel about our bodies. It's so related, and we forget that. We don't think it, you know, we don't bring it to this whole picture. So let's talk about, you know, the concept of feminine power, because when we are embodied, we are carrying that feminine power.
Mm-hmm. We so truly are. And one of the important things before I share a little bit about the version of feminine power that we work with in Vividly Woman, an important thing that I feel really strongly about is that power isn't something that we have to acquire. And power isn't something that some people have more than others. And we'll often hear somebody say, well, so-and-so is very powerful. Personally, I don't believe that anybody has more any more power than anybody else. I do experience and I do find that some of us are more comfortable with our own power than others. And when we are comfortable with our power, then we exude and we come to life and we radiate a power that is infectious and that people trust and they want to be around and they want to follow. So in Vividly Woman, we explore and embrace feminine power, the three aspects of it. The sensual that corresponds to the power that lives within our body and our ability to connect to our body and honor our body's truth. Our emotional power, which connects to our heart and our full realm of ability to feel and to honor our emotions. And then our intuitive power, which corresponds to our higher self, the honoring of our spiritual aliveness, and knowing that we are more than even just this one life and this one body. So these three aspects together really create the full spectrum of our power as women.
And so you kind of break that down, don't you? Because I've seen a chart in your book where, because you not only have your power centers, you talk about textures and lenses. And so when you had this drawing of, and the circle, there's three quadrants, and sensual related to sense and ground. Can you describe that? Then you call those the textures.
Sure. Well, it might be easiest to start at the beginning, just to give a framework for our listeners. At the beginning of Woman's Way Home, and actually at the beginning and at the end, I have the diagram which maps out the system which is what we call the Vividly Woman solar system. And it maps out the three dimensions of the Vividly Woman work. The first dimension is the power centers, and that sits at the very center. It's like the sun at the center, and it's broken up into three parts: sensual, emotional, and intuitive. Now, each aspect of our power also corresponds to the next dimension of the Vividly Woman solar system, which is called the Vividly Woman five textures. Sensual power corresponds to the first textures, which are sense and ground. Emotional power corresponds to the third and fourth textures, which are mobilize and harness. And intuitive power corresponds to the fifth texture, which is express. And those textures are organized around the central sun so that you understand them as a continuum versus as a linear system. So when I say as a circular continuum, what I'm trying to emphasize is that it isn't like getting from point A to point E and that's it and that's over, which is more of a masculine model. The circular embodies the feminine, which is that aspect of the circular, which works in cycles and always renews itself. And that's a really important aspect of our system. And then finally, the third dimension of the system are the lenses. And we use the lenses to do personal inquiry work, where we can take whatever issue is up in our lives and we can examine it. And depending on which lens you choose, you're going to see something different. So the three lenses are somatic, creative, and spiritual. And with the somatic lens, what you're doing is you're really becoming aware of where this issue lives in your body, what the texture is in your body, and getting present and getting aware of that. With the creative lens, you're becoming aware of how this issue is an opportunity in your life. Excuse me. And then with the spiritual lens, you're becoming aware of how this issue is actually an opportunity for you to serve not only your one life, but how you're actually being called and being used by spirit, by the divine, by God, by source, by the universe, whatever you call it, in order to shift or heal something at a global level.
So that's really quite comprehensive. I mean, you know, you've got those. I like the way you've organized it. It breaks down what power is, and, you know, that central emotional intuitive, and the textures is interesting. And that's, well, how did you come to that term? It's an interesting term. I'm not quite sure. Because I think of textures as feeling, you know, it has, you feel it.
Mm. Well, interesting that you asked me that question, Chris, because for a long time, when I first started doing this work, or when this wisdom and this truth started to come through me, shall we say, because at first I wasn't really clear on what it all meant. I just knew that I was being used to deliver this information, and that along the way I was meant to learn more about it so that I could share it at a more comprehensive level. But when it first came through me, these five textures came through as stages, and they were delivered to me at a more linear level. And it was teachings that I shared with both men and women. And as I started to evolve and become more sensitive and present to how this model worked very specifically for women, the word textures came to me, because textures implies a very personal, very very unique you know, quality for each of us. You know,
and we're going to have to go into that after we come back from our break. This is Chris Stainis with Voices of Women, and we'll come back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world, and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your soul suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
We're back on Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Leela Francis. She's the author of the new book, Woman's Way Home, Navigating Your Path to Embodied Power. So, Leela, can you give your website, how people can reach you? And I know you also have an audio offer for our listeners.
Mm-hmm. The website is www.vividlywoman, that's woman, it's singular, woman.com. vividlywoman.com. And if you go to the homepage, you're going to find an opportunity for you to actually download the stimulators for Woman's Way Home. These are the accompanying exercises that you can get that correspond to each chapter. And if you go to the book page, you're also going to be able to download two of the chapters for free. If you send me an email, I'd love to send you the assessment that I mentioned earlier, which the self-assessment where you can start to ask yourself the questions to start noticing whether you're treating your body like a machine or a temple.
Oh, that'd be great for people to, you know, actually, I think it's great to take self-assessments. You really learn a lot from them. And we were just talking about the textures, how unique they are for everyone individually. And so how we make use of those, our senses, how we mobilize, how we harness, how we express is so unique to who we are. And I love how you then go to lenses where that's your personal work, you know, where you somatic is the body stuff and creative is to me, that's kind of how you express your gifts in the world, and spiritual, then how you move that into a global level, you know. And I think we're all at that place, especially if we've done a lot of spiritual work, which many of us have for 20, 30 years. It's then time to move out and share that with others, share what we can globally to, you know, there's just so much going on in the world that needs healing.
Exactly, Chris. And it's such a big step and affirmation of knowing ourselves as leaders to know that whatever life hands you, whatever you're going through, whatever challenges are up for you, that you're being used in your life to walk and to dance healing for all beings. And a very important piece that went into and is really the foundation of the Vividly Woman work is knowing that there are women across this planet that are suffering profoundly, a cause that has really motivated a lot of my work in the world is the women that are violated sexually as a weapon of war. And understanding that there are so many women on this planet that do not have the rights and the freedoms and the opportunities that we have, that women like you and I, Chris, in the developed world have, and that we can actually make a difference for our sisters that don't have these rights and freedoms, not just by, you know, getting out into the world and doing our service and reminding people and raising money. Those are important, but that we're also making a difference by honoring our body as a sacred temple, by living through the challenges that we have, and through those challenges, truly learning to honor and love and, you know, cherish ourselves, that every experience is an opportunity for us to radiate healing for all beings. And truly, that, you know, that's my definition of leadership, is to know that we are that worthy and we are that powerful.
And that takes you back to doing your own personal work, getting in touch inside who you are, so you know your gifts, that you are here this time to share with the world. And so it's really doing that deep interpersonal work. And so one of the issues that comes up for me, and I know you get into it in your book, we talk about the power, the emotional power, and sometimes that's just looked on, you know, women are sort of looked on being overly emotional, and we're in that, especially women in business, it's like they have to hold back their emotions because that doesn't look good in as a business leader, and it, you know, so it's looked at as a liability, and yet in your work you're calling it a power.
Yeah, well, there's two things going on here. In Vividly Woman, we say that emotional power means giving ourselves permission to feel the full spectrum of our feelings, and then also being a master at choosing how and when to express them. So, you know, there are feelings, and there's the feeling of those feelings, and there are emotions, which is the expression of those feelings. So what we need to do as women is we really need to honor the full spectrum of our feelings. The fact that we're naturally nurturing beings, we naturally feel empathy and compassion. And, you know, as women, we are known for nurturing children into, you know, healthy adults. So that has to be a power and a strength. It couldn't possibly be a weakness. The problem arises when we as women deny ourselves the right to feel the full spectrum of our feelings, and when we, instead of living in our bodies and in the experience of the feelings, we go up into our heads and we go into the story of those feelings. And the problem with that is that with the unpleasant and uncomfortable feelings like anger and sadness and shame, as soon as we leave our body and we go up into our head and into the story, it's like pouring kerosene on those feelings. And we actually inflame them, which could create inappropriate outbursts of emotion, which could create inappropriate blaming and externalizing of our emotions, instead of identifying where those feelings live in our body. For instance, I'm sad, and I sense it in my chest. I sense it as a heat and as a pulsing in my chest. And what we normally do is we run away from those sensations. And what we as women need to do is we need to stay home in our body, and we need to find out that we are actually safe in our own body, and we can actually tolerate those sensations. And that's how our emotions become our strength and our power.
And if we're more aware of that and feel safe with those emotions and aren't aware of what our body is saying, what that feeling is saying, we're more likely to express that in an appropriate way. I mean, I think it's about awareness. If it's reaction, if there's an automatic reaction and it's a trigger and we all know when we've done it, we've watched other people do it, and yet when we come to that maturity, you know, we're doing a class on circle leadership, and we were just talking about take 3 breaths before you say something, you know, to just ground yourself and become more aware, like, because then maybe you won't say it, or you won't say it in a way that'll get reactions from other people. You'll say it in a concise, this is how I'm feeling way.
Yeah, indeed. There's a difference between communicating what's current for you versus making other people responsible for what's current for you.
Yes, yeah. And they're not responsible for how you feel.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah.
So you also talk about intuitive power. And so let's talk a little bit about that. It's, you know, I know we talk a lot about that's a very innate thing that women have, this intuition, this sense of intuition. Again, it's being aware, because it kind of speaks through our body when we get that intuitive hit. it's again being aware of our body speaking to us. And how might people learn how to tap into their intuition?
Well, I think, first of all, it's really important for us to, distinguish intuition or intuitive power from psychic ability. And very often when we think of intuitive power, we think of our intuition being able to identify what is the right or the wrong choice. We're always using our intuition. It's always present, just like power is. But we have to make the choice of whether to listen to what our inner wisdom is telling us. And to be in alignment with our intuition means to make a choice that is based on what brings inner peace or what brings the highest level of integrity with ourselves. So moving away from a right or wrong. So for instance, where should I go on vacation next month? Is there a right or a wrong answer to that? And I think most of us create suffering for ourselves when we're in this place of indecision because we think we might make the wrong decision. Do you relate to that at all, Chris?
Oh, yeah. We're afraid to make a decision. And sometimes you just have to make one so you know whether it's right or wrong because you can feel it when it, you need to take a step forward.
Right. And what I'm saying is that we stress ourselves by thinking that there's either a right choice or a wrong choice to be had. And I don't believe that there is a right or wrong. There is a choice that is more in alignment with our truth and with inner peace and with inner integrity. And there is a choice that's more in alignment with our ego needs. And for intuitive power to really become an aspect of your life as a woman, for you to be living in the highest integrity of your being, if that's important for you, you need to become really good at identifying what is ego-driven and what is intuition-driven. And an easy way to do that is to start to notice what's motivating me towards this decision. Is it inner peace or integrity with myself, or is it some other benefit that I think I'm going to get? And if it's some other benefit, something other than inner peace or integrity with myself, then it's usually motivated by ego. And ego isn't bad, but it's really, really helpful for you to be able to identify when you're being driven by ego, because it's the antithesis of being driven by your intuition.
Yes, and that's an important distinction to make, and we can talk more about that when we come back. This is Chris Stainless. I'm talking with Leela Francis, and we'll be back.
Chris Stainless is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm talking with Leela Francis. She's the author of Woman's Way Home, Navigating Your Path to Embodied Power. And we were just wrapping up talking about intuition and the importance of that. Did you have anything more to add, Leela?
Well, I just wanted to say, Chris, how vitally important it is for us as women to get in touch with our intuitive power, because we are virtually making decisions every single day, most moments of every day. And most of us wake up in the morning, the moment we open our eyes, we're already in decision-making mode. So, you know, this is why intuitive power is so important, why it's important in our personal lives, and so, so very vitally important in our professional lives. So I urge you to make this something that you start paying attention to.
And again, it's tuning in to your body. It's tuning in, listening, and paying attention. And I think when we do that, we have to slow down. We have to take that time for ourselves, whether it's when we come home, instead of jumping right into things at home and washing the dishes, is to sit down, have a cup of tea, and just, you know, do a quick meditation or something like that. Or before you go to bed, have a bath and just, you know, just quiet yourself and then contemplate about what it is that your whole body, you know, which includes all the bodies, emotional, physical, spiritual, and mental, all those bodies are part of us, to see what is calling for us to go forward.
Exactly.
And that's really tapping into our intuition when we're fully aware.
Exactly. And we call this creating the space. So whether you come into a sacred circle with your sisters and create the space, or whether you create that space, you know, on your own, take the space, go for a walk, create that bath time, or go to your altar, come into stillness and create the space for yourself.
So I know in the last chapter you give a lot of, there's a lot of exercises and all these aspects of your chart of the solar system, and you do a lot of movement things and exercises that you're suggesting.
That's right. You know, the dance and movement practices are a very important part of the Vividly Woman work, because we can, you know, I say that our bodies are a wilderness of self-discovery, meaning that we can learn about ourselves through what's currently happening in our bodies. And they're also a canvas for creative change, meaning that we can affect change in our lives through how we choose to be in our bodies. So we use dance and we use movement and we use yoga and we use, you know, practices that engage the physical body, because we can learn and we can actually catalyze change through how we be in our body. When you come to a live Vividly Woman event, you'll find that dance is a significant component that we use, whether we're on the beach in Mexico where we do a 7-day retreat called Sacred Sensual Splendor, or we're at a beautiful retreat center in the Santa Cruz Mountains. We're doing Dance Your Power there next month in October, where you'll really have a profound experience of what it's like to experience abundance, the power and the energy and the passion of abundance in your own body, and to dance that, not just for yourself, but to dance that for all women.
And so who, I'm just imagining people might think, well, I have to be a dancer, you know, or everybody who goes will be a dancer and I'm not a dancer. What do you say to people?
Good question, Chris. You know, we are all dancers. And in fact, I happen to have trained as a dancer for about the first 15, 16 years of my life. But as far as I'm concerned, I didn't really start dancing until I went through a major life-changing experience when my father suddenly died. And that was when I really started dancing for my life. And it had nothing to do with having learned, you know, how to do a port-a-bras or a curtsy or anything that I had learned in dance class. I became a dancer of life and a dancer of healing and a shamanic dancer just because my soul and my spirit desperately needed to move and needed to make a connection with universal wisdom beyond, you know, certain ways of moving that I was taught. So I believe that we're all dancers and that dancing is an incredible portal into healing and into personal expansion.
Oh, yeah, and healing. I mean, just that it releases, you know, if you're holding on, because, you know, some of the stuff we've been talking about is women, we tend to hold things in, and it's important to share our stories, but another way to release that energy is to move. And things will shift in your life when you just move and dance it, you know, just turn on the music and dance in your kitchen while you're cooking, you know, just something like that. Very simple. Just get your body moving, I think, is so important.
It really is, Chris, and we can't underestimate it. We have so much power within these beautiful temples of ours, and many of us have become so constricted, and we're living in this box. And when we start to move, we can start to release cellular held memory in our body that's living with us at a visceral level. And when you start to move, you start to discover aspects of yourself that have been so long buried. And in fact, one of the Vividly Woman live events is called Embody Self-Love Intensive. And what we do is we actually excavate the truth that lives within our body temple, within the tissues of our being. And we come home to the truth of who we are. So many of us have lived lives that we've become experts at asking, who do I need to be in order to be loved? Who do I need to be in order to be accepted and in order to belong? And we've become so good at that that we've obliterated the truth of who we really are. And at Vividly Woman, and specifically at Embody Self-Love Intensive, what we do is we start to remove all of the layers that we've piled over the truth of who we are to get to the heart and soul of our essence, so that we can, you know, live in integrity, so that we can live in alignment with our true self, so that we can stop betraying ourselves.
And living a life of joy and happiness and, you know, yeah, there's so much there of what you're saying, and so much healing of when we release that energy that's been pent up in our bodies, what it leaves space for the new things, our creativity, what we're here for. There's space for it to move into.
Absolutely. And each one of us is so deserving of the most deliciously wonderful life. And it's beautiful to dream, but guess what? You get to actually live your dream life. You don't have to spend your whole life dreaming. You can live, you know, and experience and have the relationship and earn the money and be delivering the wisdom and the gifts that you are truly on this planet for. And it's time to do that now. And it's time to stop putting that aside. And it's time to really look at yourself in the mirror and see the beautiful goddess and the being that you really, really are.
Well, thank you so much for being here today, Leela. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you, Chris.
And I want to invite everybody to check out her website, vividlywoman.com. And she has the 5 Steps to Loving Your Body audio. And I'm sure she has her events that she mentioned that are coming up, something in October. I know she goes to Mexico every year. And so take a look at the opportunity to study with Leela and lots of fun women and get out there and move your body. So I want to leave everyone with this thought today to think about how you can harness your power centers and embody who you truly are in this world to express yourself through your authentic being. And so I want to remind people you can sign up for the Women of Wisdom newsletter. Just go to www.womenofwisdom.org to find out about our monthly events. We have a community connections coming up September 21st. October is a great month. We have a red tent. We have our pampering day, looking for healing practitioners and tarot readers, astrology readers. We had one in June, and it was a fun day, sold out, and we're going to do it again October 12th, and we are having a Halloween, fun Halloween dinner on October 29th. So those are some of the things coming up. In addition to our annual, our 22nd annual Women of Wisdom Conference, February 14th through the 17th, we're going to have Donna Eden and Jalaja Bonham and many other people. And we're getting excited to go through our selection process of all the workshops that people have turned in. So I hope everyone has a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Stainis.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website,
transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.